prayer is a seed.
Yes.
Now, we talked about, I talked to you about flying as a discipline and safety as an attitude. Prayer is a discipline and faith is an attitude. Prayer doesn't make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. Prayer void of faith, particularly as you grow spiritually, you know that of whom much is given, much is required. Prayer that brings results must be based on the Word of God. Now, turn with me to John 15:7. In the 14th chapter, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, he comes down and he says, for the words that I speak to unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. That same Father is dwelling within us tonight.
Amen.
4, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you expect to abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. If there ever was a true word, that is it. If you abide, if you live inside me and my words are alive in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So his word must be alive in us at all times. All the time. Morning, noon, night, wake up in the night. You don't wake up in the night and say, oh, what am I going to do now? Go back to sleep. You're not worth anything in the shape you're in right now. I can't. Yes, you can. Sleep by faith. You just get calm. And if you're like me, you put your, lock your fingers behind your head. And Lord, you know, your word says that we communicate in divine secrets. Do you have anything to say about this? What should I do? Oh, I never thought about that. Well, of course I didn't. I wouldn't be doing that if I had. Be still and know that I'm God. And that's the way you do that. You live your life like that. And you start with him in the morning, and you end with him at night. And we're at home there. And usually, I mean, we have supper about 5:30. And we learned this many years ago, that if you do this thing right, you're actually on a fast every day, because you have your last meal, not heavy, have that last meal. And then both of us get ready for bed and get into bed. And I'll catch up on the 700 clubs as we go. And we sit there and talk and laugh and have a good time. And she usually says something like this. Well, you could just turn the TV off and we could go to sleep now if you think that's the right thing to do. I said, wait, no. Okay. She said, put your headset on. I'm going to sleep. I say, okay. Well, I think it's time. And I say, good night, my love. And then I say, Lord, and I told you this, Lord, you know, a lawyer came up to you and tempted you saying, which is the greatest commandment of all? And you said, the greatest commandment of all is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. The second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. But then I said, Lord, in the 13th chapter of John, the 34th verse, little children, yet a little while I'm with you, you shall seek me. And I said unto the Jews, where I go, you can't come. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another. And I quote that. And just turn over there and go to sleep. Get up the next morning, one day closer to the resurrection. Every day, and this is my receiving day. Thank you, Jesus. So, if you abide, if you live in him, and his word is alive on the inside of you, so that under pressure, his word comes out instead of something else. And 2004, Southwest Believers Convention, it was a rather tough convention, and I'd had a lot of situations, and the Lord, as I said, the Lord had said to me, start walking and don't quit. I started walking and I quit. I paid the price for it. And I was just standing there thinking about that convention, and my shower is opening here. Shower head is here. It's a step down with a, you know, just a tile bench across. And I just picked up that washcloth and I missed the bench. And it went over there in the corner. Turn that hot water on and let it run. I did this. And I ruptured a disc in my back. It knocked me in the floor. I screamed, Gloria. I crawled out of there. It was such pain I had never before experienced. It was terrible. I screamed, Gloria. She called David and Lynn. They came over there, went to work on me. When I hit the floor, I said out loud, I will never have surgery on my back. That doesn't mean I'm against it, but I had to make that decision right then. Yeah. Right then. When someone is diagnosed with cancer, you make your decision right that minute. I mean that second. I will live and not die. Devil, you can't take my life away from me. Don't toy around with it. And let your spirit just, I mean, do it instantly. Yeah. Well, oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. So, we went to see Dr. Colbert in Florida. And he and David went to work on me. Oh, they went to work on me. Oh, they went to work on me. Oh, this is the only time I ever missed a meeting. I was scheduled to go to fly to Korea, a very close friend of mine, a chaplain, an army chaplain, had been assigned to Korea, and he invited me to come and preach to the soldiers there, and going from there to Australia. And Dr. Culver said, how many flying hours? I said, oh, I don't know, around 30. He said, well, you can go ahead and go if you want to, but you're going to come home in a wheelchair. And I said, no, I'm not. That's the only meeting that we ever canceled because of something like that. So, I took two heating pads, wrapped them around this left leg, and took some sash off a couple of old bathrobes and tied them down and turned the heat up just as high as I could get it. And I began to shout out in the backyard just as loud as I could, thank God my other leg doesn't hurt. My eyes don't hurt. My arms don't hurt. I've got only one leg that hurts. What is that? I got another good one. Just as loud as I could. And when I'd ease down, boy, here'd come the pain. So I just shouted my way through it. And there was a paper came out among chiropractors, a Dr. Cox in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He changed medical science idea about low back pain. And he created a machine that you could stretch, decompress that thing with no pain. The problem is muscle spasms. They can put you in traction, but when you turn you loose, it's, and they figured there was something like 300 pounds per square inch. Those muscles spasmed in my back, and the MRI showed that the part of that disc blew up my spine. There was so much stress on me during that meeting. Anyway, so Lynn Weider had been to their what I call recurrent training. They call it something else, but it's the same thing. And found out and found a paper on that. So they called. Dr. Cox's daughter. Now listen to what she said. She said, you tell Brother Copeland, you tell Brother Copeland that right now we don't have one. But the first one that comes ready, we'll ship it to you. And a few days later, she called. She said, I have one on the dock with no name on it. Well, really, since they're back ordered, it should have gone to the next person. But it didn't. It came to my house. And he put that back there in the laundry room. And I'm pain free. Now it took a lot of corresponding action to get there. And but disobedience got me into that. That's the same thing with this pacemaker. That all happened about the same time. But stress will do that. And I was under a lot of stress. The reason I brought that up is to realize that rest. And when I got to Florida, I'm down there in the Lord, where the Lord came to me. He said, I created you to rest 52 days a year. You don't rest 52 days in 5 years. Wow. He chewed me out. So I had to build some rest into this schedule. Yeah. I still don't. Won't do it much, but I have to obey. Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's get over into this. His word abides in me. His word should abide in you. It should live there. It's in the 91st Psalm. He who abides. In the shadow of Shaddai. It's all over Scripture. Abiding in Him, living there, living in His house, and He lives in my house. Read the book of Revelation. I'm knocking on the door of the heart. If you allow me in, I will come in. Now, this is covenant talk. I will come in and sup with you. Now, what that means in covenant relationship, that means if you will allow me in, I will pay all the bills because I'm your covenant father. I am your covenant brother. I always wanted a blood brother. And someone slipped the little book, little red book, The Blood Covenant by E.W. Kenyon. And our airplane was in the shop, and back in the day, right there, and you could go to the airport. And this was, I could go out to Meacham Field, not DFW, this is back before that. And just get a ticket to Houston, just a ticket up front, and go there were shuttles. So I went to Houston, I was coming back, and I remembered this little book, and I got it out. I thought, well, I'm going to read this. So I got up way up front. I didn't fool with anybody in the back. And they had carpet on the front of that airplane at the bulkhead up there, and so I'm reading this. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my blood brother. Oh, and I read it again, and I read it again. Hallelujah. A blood covenant with Jesus. Changed my life forever. So abiding. Now, let's look at 1 John chapter 5. This little book, you should read it all at one time. There was a time I read it every day. And you talk about loaded. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. There's that dwelling again, abiding, dwelling. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfected or matured love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that's begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is loving God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where have you heard that? This faith is world overcomer. Verse 13, these things have I written to you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, now remember, his word is his will. Yes. Anything according to his will, he hears us. If we know he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We have it. We have the petition. So write the petition. Write it down. If you have a good Christian attorney, put the whereases and the wherefores in there. Amen. We have petitions in our board meeting. And it goes around and everyone signs and agrees. And since we've been doing that, we've been breaking financial records every year because we have a goal that the Lord set before us. And it just continues and continues. And And that one petition that I've talked about, those little petitions on my mirror. And there's this particular one that, and it had to do with the traumatic brain injury that Gloria received back there many years ago. And I just put it all in there. The day, on the 10th day of March, 2023, I believed I received this. And I declare this petition based on these scriptures. John 14. John 16, 23. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. And whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. I wrote it all down. Wrote it all down. Hallelujah. We have the petitions we deserve.
There's something about it when people who know how to use their faith come together and pray. Prayer is the foundation of every successful Christian endeavor. With the teaching series by Kenneth Copeland on 7 steps to prayer that bring results, you'll learn how to communicate with your Heavenly Father. Make time and know what to say when you talk with Him in prayer. In this teaching, Kenneth Copeland explains how to pray according to God's will through the Word of God, as well as how to stop fear and doubt from having a chokehold on your breakthrough. Faith-filled prayer connects you to His will and His Word. Through this teaching, learn how to daily align with God and experience His blessing in your life, no matter the outside circumstances. Jesus redeemed you from all the curse and brings you into communion with Him. Grow closer to your Heavenly Father and see His blessings in your life through the power of prayer. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, 7 Steps to Prayer That Bring Results. Go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395. Learn how to pray effective prayers according to God's Word that lead to His success and abundance in your life. Offer is good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. It is possible to live in peace and security wherever you are when you're in Christ Jesus. Jesus defeated all of the curse and is victorious over death, sickness, poverty, fear, and every evil. All authority has been given unto him. And when you receive him as Lord and Savior, he changes your status from the curse to the blessing of the Lord. Jesus did all the hard part to make that happen, but he couldn't pray your prayer. Pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. You just crossed over into the life that is in Christ Jesus. Your spirit is born again, and you have the faith of God in you right now. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. Now, take the next step in the new life in Christ and begin developing your faith. Contact us today and ask for the salvation package. It's free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and it includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, as well as two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible today. Jesus made a way for you to be blessed in every area of your life, so find out more when you get the salvation package. Request yours today free on kcm.org. Now, are you receiving the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine? The first edition was in 1973, and 50 years later, KCM's free monthly publication is being sent to partners and friends in nations around the world. In each issue, you'll find word-based articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest teachers and ministers. Let these words of life build your faith and strengthen your spirit to live in victory. You can read the BVLV magazine online or request your free subscription on kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.